BBC News. Hello, I'm Jerry Smith. The Australian government has announced a $3 billion 20-year spending programme on defence equipment and training. The first stage includes $500 million for Australia's Special Forces. Australia's Prime Minister, Scott Morrison.
This is going to be a very important part about our commitment, the biggest single commitment to upgrading the capability of our defence forces since the Second World War. This forms part of our commitment to increasing defence spending to 2% of GDP, which is what we need to be doing to ensure that our defence forces are ready and fit and able and capable of being able to keep Australians safe in the 21st century.
As Indian administered Kashmir prepares to celebrate the Muslim festival of Eid al-Adha, media reports in Delhi speak of an ease in restrictions to allow movement for worshippers. The region's main city, Srinagar, remains under lockdown, with no functioning telecommunications or internet after more than a week. The security clampdown follows protests over Delhi's decision to revoke Kashmir's special status. Rahul Tandon reports.
The Indian Foreign Secretary, Vijay Gokhale, said the authorities were trying to ease the restrictions across the region, but that there were still serious concerns about the law and order situation. He added that most mosques were open and that prayers had taken place peacefully. But much of Indian-administered Kashmir remains in lockdown. There is no internet and the phone lines remain cut off and most of the larger mosques were shut. The region is tense and hundreds of people, including local politicians, are in detention.
France has called for an inquiry into the activities of the disgraced American financier Jeffrey Epstein, who was found dead in custody in New York over the weekend. The convicted paedophile was awaiting trial in New York on sex trafficking charges. French officials said the American investigation into Mr. Epstein's activities found connections with France, so it was essential for the country to look into them. Mr. Epstein is reported to have kept a luxury apartment in central Paris. The authorities in Singapore have announced a ban on the domestic sale of elephant ivory and ivory products, regardless of when they were acquired. The National Parks Board said the ban will take effect in 2 years' time. The president of Turkmenistan, Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov, has scotched widespread rumours that he may have died by opening a regional conference of Caspian Sea states. Video showed the 62-year-old greeting the Russian Prime Minister and four other top figures. BBC News.